just a static case, static case, static for the likes of Sean Oak, static for Justy, Tony, all the boys that have been putting in the shift tie for the last 10, 12 years, 15 years. Justy Kelly's been on that panel maybe 20 odd years, like maybe longer, 25 years. Hey, it's all about, like, look at the crowd here, look at the people enjoying it. Hey, what more can I say about it? It's just an unbelievable thing to get over the line.
I mean, you played three finals previously and lost the three of them, and you know, there was a lot of hurt there, and you could see that the hurt was brought into this game, the hunger and the intensity. I think I've never seen hunger like it from a Carrickmore team.
See, before we landed, the kit man Jimmy was down the road, and I got a photograph, and I thought, here we go, Owen Begg all over again. But before we got off that bus, I knew that our boys were here to fight and were here to win, because it wasn't Groundhog Day for us. We'd howl them. It was going to be our day, and we were going to take us through up the road, and that's who we are. And that was the outset from day dot. That was what I wanted from day dot. When I walk in Mullaghan Martin every morning with Mick McCullough, I said, Mick, if I take this on, we're going to win Ulster, and that's the only way we're going to do it. We're going to win Ulster. So we've come, we've done it. You know, I'm a happy man.
You've done it in your first year as manager, but you know, there's managers that have gone before you have laid the foundations as well. So I suppose you'll give credit to them as well.
Without doubt, I said that there till it's a bit. I said that the team talk guys. It's a bit. Look, all the other boys that got so close, got to the finals, and just didn't give a line. That hurt built up and built up and built up. Like, I never coached, I never managed. This is my first year doing it. You know, I've helped the club with infrastructure and stuff like that, but this is the first time I says, right, I'm going to put my hand up and say, right, I'm going to manage this Hurling club. And it's been a successful one. We've run it tight with Dungannon as usual. We got out the last day against St Oisins by the skin of our teeth. We knew we were coming today to play Lisblow and battle. They already won it. That was the last thing I put up on the book screen last night, their players meeting, was Lisblow have one title, Carrickmore have none. And that rung home with the boys. They knew that they're coming today and we're coming to win.